News Talk 1400 KFRU. We continue our conversation about education. We have Shelley Adams, who's Director of School Improvement and Federal Programs from the Columbia Public School District, online with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
You know, you were listening. You were eavesdropping in on that interview that we just ended. What does it feel like to be the Director of School Improvement and Federal Programs and hear the man who is talking about creative schools call it the multi-million dollar testing industry, which is out there, which is doing those kinds of things?
Yeah, that breaks my heart, really, that would be what we were known for, because ultimately testing is just such a small part of what we do. Though it is high stakes for us, it is a small part of what we do. And I want to believe that we are not just trying to test our kids, that we are there to make them learn and really get them excited about learning and want to be lifelong learners.
I think a worry, though, for parents and some in the school districts, or at least the constituents that are out here, whether they have children or not, is just how much testing and standardized testing is being done. And we're right at the edge, because some of us as parents received the email earlier this week laying out the schedule for testing, for MAP testing, which starts next week. And I got to tell you, I was kind of surprised that it's taking as many days as it is.
I know. Last year, all of the testing for MAP, so that MAP is just in grades 3 through 8, it went electronic. And when that happened, it takes quite a bit longer than the paper pencil version. And you kind of ask yourself, probably, why would it take longer? One, the kids are less familiar with it. But two, I do believe that they're having a larger bank of questions, trying to make sure the reliability, I guess, with any new test is happening through the state.
We heard yesterday news that the committee that had been working on, because I think that it was a legislative decision that Missouri wanted to opt out of the Common Core and replace that with something else that could be more state appropriate and maybe give some control to local entities to decide what they wanted to test their children on. What exactly was decided yesterday in Jefferson City by the group that had been working on this for quite some time?
So the state school board voted, I believe it was actually on Monday, to approve the four core areas. That's math, science, social studies, and language arts. There was a committee out of House Bill 1490 that had been working the last 2 years to create Missouri standards. And those standards would not be the Common Core standards of math and language arts. And so there was an approval of what the DESE, our Department of Education, brought forward for the four core areas.
What happens with a school district like Columbia now? How do they interpret this and how do they decide? Or will they be given information from Jefferson City saying, here's the material that you'll need to teach?
No, we will. So what will happen is, and we have them now because they were just approved, but we'll probably get a final version. I believe Desi's telling us by May 15th, we will have a nice clean copy of exactly what the standards are. And really what standards are, they tell us at each grade level what we should be teaching. It is our determination here as a district how we do that, what materials we use, and really even what sequence we go in. Just because they tell us this is what first graders need to know, then it's our professional responsibility to order those in a sequence that we believe will best help our kids learn. We also will choose materials that we believe are the best for our kids.
It would be an assumption that I would like for you to say is a correct or incorrect one, that many of the standards are already being taught in the school classrooms.
Absolutely. We as a district are not as worried about the new standards because many of them match things we are already doing. Or we may actually at times be doing our standards current that we have in our district might actually be exceeding what the state's now going to tell us at a grade level. And so we feel, we'll have work to be done. Absolutely we will, because our current standards do not match exactly the new ones we're getting. But for an example, we in science had already moved to the next generation science standards. Well, the new standards are based on that. We'll have tweaking we have to do, but we had already done for the last 2 years professional development with our teachers and worked hard towards those new standards because we felt they were the best standards for our kids.
What kind of additional work or pressure or stress that it adds to a teacher when every year or so or every couple of years government says, we don't like this, or we need to do this, we need to do that? To me, I would seem like with this decision that the summer just got a lot busier because now I have to, in meetings with my subject area, with my building area, I have to go through and say, well, is all of this leading to what we want it to lead to?
Right. There's a lot of work that has to be done. And at the teacher level, it is. It makes teachers question, am I doing it correctly? You know, I might have taught third grade the last 3 years and my standards are, you know, they just keep switching on me. Am I doing what I'm supposed to? And so really we have a year as a district over the 16-17 school year. We are going to take teacher leader teams working with our curriculum coordinators to be able to look at what we currently have, look at what we need to have, and then what do we need to be doing differently? Do we have new materials we need to get? Maybe just at a grade level or even at a unit level. There may be such a thing as we're missing a unit that we now have to put in. And then we're going to work with teachers. We're going to do extensive professional development next year for those that have standards that are changing to help the teachers feel comfortable by the fall of 17 or the beginning of the 17-18 school year to be able to fully implement the new standard.
When did the last change occur? In other words, we had No Child Left Behind for a while. I'm surprised. I was kind of surprised because I didn't think that the testing that begins next week was any longer called MAP testing. I thought we had moved beyond that last year or so.
Actually, there was a little debate over that. It's been MAP testing since the mid-90s, and that's the Missouri Assessment Program, and so it stayed that. I think the questions really behind the scenes has come, where did those questions they're asking the students come from? Mm. So prior to last year, the questions were Missouri teacher-generated questions. So there had always been work groups that work with down at Just City with DESE to create the questions and the review committees and all of those type of things. And that was all done inside Missouri.
How difficult is it at this point in time to make comparisons to see all schools want to say, hey, we're doing some improvement, look at the numbers, but you're not comparing the same subject material, you're not comparing the same test. So it's hard to know what actually is an improvement, and it's hard to know how you can compare from year to year or from district to district, I would think.
Absolutely. The year-to-year is probably the most difficult for us as standards change, you know, just because, let's say, we have 90% of our kids proficient and then we do again, does that really mean the kids' learning level is the same or not? The state has tried to do a comparison unit called an NCE, a norm curved, for us to try to put it on a playing field. But I have to tell you, only after 1 year, I don't know about the reliability. And all districts in the state, they gave this new indicator to when we got our school improvement numbers, or what it's called MSIP, when we got our MSIP numbers for the past year. There's a new mathematical calculation they gave us that's trying to compare the test year to year, but I have to tell you, it is very hard until we can get, I would say, 3 years of the same test so that we can really compare and we can look at this standard, how our kids are doing.
Do you think that will start in the year 2017, 2018, and 3 years after that might be the time when we have some stability?
That's what we're hearing from the state. We're hearing that...
for now.
Yes, for now. We're hearing in the spring of 18, so the 17-18 school year, we are hearing that the test will go, the MAP test, we'll go back to Missouri teacher or Missouri leader-generated questions and will not be from a bank that was a national bank of test questions.
Seems very confusing from the outside. Do you have any words to calm us and to say, hey, trust that things are going all right?
Yes, I would tell you that the new standards really are not going to be that much different, except maybe in a couple areas for us, than what we're currently doing. Columbia has tried to kind of look at the landscape over the last 3 to 4 years and tried to make really good decisions about what we knew were solid standards and what we knew were solid things we should do with kids, and not try to kind of fluctuate all over the place as the state did. We tried to kind of take a moderate road so we could be a little more even keel, even though things around us have moved around.
One thing that sticks out in the stories from this week from Jefferson City's decisions and the school board of education, cursive writing. Had we stopped teaching cursive writing? How do you react when you see that cursive writing is now going to be taught in elementary school?
You know, cursive's never gone away.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things that it may not have been we may not have been had like the neon light poster, you know, saying, yes, we're doing this, but it's never gone away. So having it back in is really not a big deal for us. I believe the placement of it's maybe a little bit different than where we have it currently. But in general, I think not a big deal for us.
Very helpful to help us to dig through what this means and how it challenges the school district. Shelley Adams is Director of School Improvement and Federal Programs. I hope we have a chance to talk again. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me be on the radio.
Appreciate it. Shelley Adams, again, with the Columbia Public School District as the Director of School Improvement Federal Programs. MAP testing begins Monday. And so for a couple of weeks, the school, if you have students, you'll need to send them to school ready to do their best on those tests.